This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado hit a major milestone Monday, surpassing 1 million COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
On Friday, the state health department reported 989,000 cases. By Monday, with more than 50,000 new cases recorded over the weekend, that figure hit more than 1,040,000 cases. Beth Carlton, a member of the state's COVID-19 modeling team, says the Omicron variant is spreading fast.
There are a lot of people who are infected and infectious right now in Colorado. We are just seeing unprecedented numbers of cases.
The landmark comes as Colorado's 7-day rate of positive tests hit a record 28.5%. A little more than 3 weeks ago, it was around 6%. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
On Monday, the Denver City Council approved more than $1 billion to complete the Great Hall project at Denver's International Airport. The project will help the airport accommodate more passengers and build a new security checkpoint. Work at the airport is expected to start this fall and be completed by 2028. An aspiring Olympian from Denver made history during the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, sweeping all four races in Florida. Brittany Charbonneau ran Sunday's marathon in 2 hours and 45 minutes. She also won the 5K, 10K, and half marathon as part of the Dopey Challenge, which is a combined 48.6 miles over 4 days. Charbonneau dressed as different Disney characters for each of the races. She dressed as Elsa from Frozen for the 5K, Bing Bong from Inside Out for the 10K, Joy from Inside Out for the half, and Cruella De Vil from 101 Dalmatians for the marathon. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.